everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you are new here, my name is Olivia, and every single Friday I like to get on and do a little solo episode where I talk about something that either you guys have been asking me to talk about or that I've been going through personally that I want to kind of bring up and talk to you guys about. As you can tell from the title of today's episode, we're going to be talking about getting over someone that you never dated and moving on from what could have been. This is something I've been getting in my DMs so much recently. I've been seeing it on my TikTok, and I feel like it's something that I need to talk about. I have been getting countless of paragraphs in my direct messages just talking about situationships going wrong, relationships going wrong, being in a situation where nothing is labeled but things are serious, talking to someone for over a year and still not being labeled with them. All of these different situations and scenarios, and a lot of the situations and scenarios are like, I was in a 5-year relationship and I got over it in a month, but then I was in a 3-month situationship and I can't get over it and it's been a year. And people are just like, I don't understand why I can't get over this person. Why can't I get over someone that I never even dated, that I never even called my boyfriend, that I never said I love you to? Like, why am I in this situation where I can't get over someone that was never mine? And I've been hearing about this a lot. I've been seeing about this a lot all over my For You page on TikTok, that people talk about not getting over, you know, getting over someone that they never dated. And I wanted to like really get into it and really research it and figure out like, why is it easier for someone to get over a 5-year relationship versus get over a 3-month little fling? And I decided to like collect a bunch of evidence for you guys. I went up on my, you know, social media, I talked to people, and I found a bunch of information to kind of help you guys get over this person you never dated. Why aren't you getting over them? And also help you move on and to find something that is actually worth your time. A lot of you have been wanting me to create more episodes revolved around love, relationships, friendships, situationships, all that type of stuff. So I do want to kind of start to get into it more because I know it's what you guys really like listening to. I feel like it's a topic that I don't really get into as much as I get into other topics, but it's definitely something I want to get into if it's what you guys like listening to. I hope you're enjoying your Friday so far. I am officially done with finals. A lot of my content had to do with finals in the past like week or two, and about just like the semester and school and being overwhelmed and burnt out and busy and all that stuff. So I am extremely, extremely grateful to be done with finals right now. I took my last final on Tuesday, and it was the best thing ever. I went to Starbucks, I studied for like about 2 hours, then I went to the gym, then after the gym I went back to Starbucks and took my exam for another hour, and I just felt very like productive. I was so happy to be done. I was just in the best mood ever once I was done with my finals. I felt like I could breathe again. I feel like I could create content again. Like, even this Wednesday and this Thursday, I have been just creating so much content again, like cleaning my room, cleaning my car. I've just felt motivated again. I went grocery shopping, and I really feel like school just drained me so much. It takes so much of my energy, so much of my time, so much of my effort. And I was finally at a point where I could just like release all of that and really just focus on getting my life back on track. I'm going to do a whole episode on getting my life back on track after the semester. And just like, you know, I kind of do a lot of like hit the reset button, but I do want to talk more about it in a different episode because I want to be on like a different level this time with the way that I'm trying to like gain my inspiration back on creating content, because I have been feeling inspired again and I have been feeling like myself again. I think when I'm in school, I don't really feel too much like myself. I think I feel like I'm like trapped in this little cage and this little bubble where I'm just like, I don't really have like an urge or motivation to even do anything. Like, even with my podcast episodes, I wasn't as excited about creating them because I was just so focused on school, especially during finals. It like takes a whole different wavelength of energy to create episodes when I'm going through finals. So I'm happy to be at a point where I'm just very, you know, I feel okay. I feel myself. I just feel ready to be myself again and to be For You From Eve again and to start growing again. So I'm excited for today's episode. Obviously, we're not going to be talking about hitting the reset button today. I do have episodes like that if that's what you're looking for. But in today's episode, we're going to be talking about getting over someone you never dated, moving on from what could have been. Are you the one that got away, or did you lose the one that got away? You know, it's like, I think that's the biggest thing, is thinking of the right now. You're already thinking of someone. If you clicked onto this episode, you clicked onto this episode thinking of someone already. But I'm excited to get into this episode. So let's start by talking about the kind of current world society of relationships and situationships and not being labeled. Like, First of all, the word situationship, don't know where it even came from, but I've been hearing about it in the past few months. I did a whole episode about it, talking about, you know, situationships and all that stuff. And it's like, I don't know where this word came from, but it came out of like thin air for me all over my TikTok. And the way that it's explained is basically you're with someone, but you're not with them. Like, you're hanging out with this person, but you're not going on dates with this person. You know, maybe you are going on dates. Like, you're going out to grab food, you're hanging out with this person, you're texting, but you're not really texting every single day or 24 hours of the day. Like, you're talking maybe like once every 3 days, or maybe you are talking every day, but it's like every hour you're responding, or every 3 days you're having a really good conversation, or maybe you don't really text this person at all and you're kind of just like on FaceTime 3 times a week, and you just kind of text when you're making plans. Like, I think situationship is different. I think some of them you're talking a lot more, some of them you're talking a lot less and hanging out a lot more. It's all different, but it's basically someone that you're with, right? That you hang out with, that you talk to, that you see, maybe that you fool around with, that you enjoy, you know, you enjoy their company and you like each other, but you don't know if you like each other enough to date each other. Or maybe one of the parties doesn't like each other, you know, doesn't like the other enough to date them. So you're kind of just like going back and forth with, you know, the going on dates, the having fun, the this, the that, whatever, going out together, staying in together. And it kind of just keeps going until one person has had enough and is like, no, I'm in love with you and I'm obsessed with you and I want this to be further. Or one of them is like, I'm over this and I'm bored of this and I met someone else. And you're not exclusive in the situationship. I mean, maybe some people are exclusive in their situationships, but you're not. Like, you could go, you could hook up with other people, you could be with other people, you could text other people, you could flirt with other people. And it's like, I have fun fooling around and talking to this person, but I'm still trying to find Mr. Right somewhere else. So it could be, that's kind of like, this is why it's a situation. It's not a relationship, it's a situation. It's like you're with this person because you're enjoying your time with this person, you're having fun with this person, but your eyes are still out for someone else. Like, you still don't want this to necessarily be the person you bring home to mom and dad. You know, it's like, I'm still trying to figure that out, but like, I'll keep having fun with this person. And a lot of the time, it's like, you know, sometimes, I would say minority of the time, both parties feel the same exact way about each other. Like, they're both okay with the situation. They're both okay with not being that serious to each other. They're both okay with the way things are. And then I would say majority of the time, there's always one person that wants more than the other, but won't say it because they don't want to lose what they already have. Like, if you're in a situationship right now and you're like, I know that I like this guy way more than he likes me, and he would be okay with losing me where I wouldn't be okay with losing him. So you kind of stay in this situation because, one, you're convinced that you can make him fall in love with you and change his ways for you. And you're like, I'm going to make him fall in love with me. He's going to change his ways. He's not going to be like an F-boy anymore. He's going to like simp for me. He's going to fall for me. He's going to do everything that I want a boyfriend to do for me, blah, blah, blah. Like, that could be your mindset. Your second mindset could be, I feel like he's already in love with me. I feel like he already likes me, and that's why he's keeping this going. There's a lot of different ways that this could go. Or three, you could just be like, I like this kid, but I feel like he likes me more than I like him, and I'm talking to other people, but I'm just keeping him there because it's fun. There could be so many different reasons as to, you know, how you feel about each other and why it's different. But that's kind of like the base of what a situationship is. And just like in a relationship that's not labeled, you could be exclusive to each other where neither of you are talking or seeing other people, but you're also not at the point where you're ready to bring them around your friends or bring them around your family or have like an obligation to talk every day. Like, maybe you're exclusive, but you still only talk like once every 3 days or see each other twice a week or, you know, whatever it is. Like, there's so many different, you know, situations that it could be when you're not labeled, but you're still exclusive. So that's kind of what it is to be, if you're in one of those things right now, if you're talking to someone right now, if you're hanging out and fooling around with someone right now, whatever it is, every single one is different. Every single one is different. There's always two different people, two different brains, two different hearts, two different mindsets. So there's always going to be different situations that you're in, but we're going to kind of get into why you're not getting over them. So let's say you've been in this for 3 months, 6 months, a year, whatever it is, and you're like, I can't get over them. Why can't I get over them? I'm going to tell you right now why you can't get over the person that you never even dated. The first reason that I wrote down, you don't know your worth and you don't know your value. When we don't know what we bring to the table, we accept everything that comes our way. Everything that comes our way, we accept because we don't know what we're worth. So the second a guy or a girl or, you know, whoever you're with shows you some type of attention or affection, you're gonna like grab that and you're going to take it and you're going to define that as your worth. The compliments that they give you and the way they treat you is how you're going to start defining your worth and your value. Whatever they do for you, you're going to say, I'm worthy of this and only this. I'm not worthy of more. I'm worthy of what they're giving me. Because you've never let yourself be in a position where you show yourself what you're worth and you prove your own value to yourself and show yourself that same happiness. So you don't know how you deserve to be treated. It's like if you were in a bad relationship before where you weren't even getting the bare minimum, the second a guy gives you the bare minimum, you're gonna be like, whoa, oh my God, this guy, I'm in love with him. I'm obsessed with him. He's giving me everything I ever asked for, everything I ever needed. Bam, I want him. So it's like when you don't know what you're worth, when you don't know what you deserve, you just take everything that comes your way and you put them at like such a high pedestal because you think that they're giving you such amazing things, but it's like, no, they're not giving you amazing things. They're giving you the bare minimum. Them asking you, how was your exam this week? How did you sleep last night? Yes, it's sweet, but they should be asking you those things. They should be asking you, did you eat today? Do you want me to, you know, grab this for you? Bare minimum. That is bare minimum. You might be listening to this, but he's not like that. So when he does it, it's different. No. If a guy likes you, he's going to do a lot to show that he likes you. He's going to do a lot. If a guy likes you, you will know that he likes you. You will know. You might be a little bit confused sometimes, but you will know that he likes you because when a guy likes a girl, he wants them to know that he likes them. I am telling you that. And that's why I always see it on my TikTok. If a guy likes you, you'll know. I promise you that you'll know. You might be left confused sometimes. I think just because if you're confused sometimes doesn't necessarily mean that they don't like you. But if you're like confused more than you're sure, they don't like you. They don't like you. And a guy that likes you doesn't want to lose you. And it's like, I think a lot of the time we chase guys because we don't want to lose them. And this is the same thing that comes if you're talking to someone and you're realizing you like them and you're starting to see them more and you're starting to hang out with them more. And you're like, okay, I really, really like them. All of a sudden, you're going to start texting first a lot more. You're going to start giving them more compliments. You're going to start asking to see them more. And you're just going to start chasing them because you're afraid to lose them. And this is the second they start to pull back. A guy will chase a girl when he likes her and when she's not giving him as much attention. So maybe in the beginning, you were playing the game a little bit. You were, you know, not texting back too fast. You were not texting first. You weren't asking to see him. Maybe the first time he asked you to hang out, you were like, I can't. I already have plans. Whatever the situation might be, maybe you were playing a little bit hard to get in the beginning. You were playing a little bit of the game in the beginning. And then all of a sudden, he made you feel comfortable enough for you to start texting first, for you to start calling first, for you to start initiating plans first. Now you're starting to compliment him. Now you're starting to want to see him more and all that stuff. And obviously, that's great that you're developing feelings for someone. That's fun. That's exciting. But when you start to show them a lot of that, they start to pull back because boys love the chase. Men love the chase. They love it. They love chasing the girl that doesn't want them because men love a challenge. Men love the girl that like doesn't want anything to do with them. And sometimes when they chase so much with the girl that wants nothing to do with them, it's like once they actually get her, they're like, now my challenge is over. Now the chase is over. Now the game is over. So now they're kind of in this mindset of like, okay, I'm either going to fall for this girl or I'm going to want nothing to do with her. Because men love challenges. Men love the chase. Men love kind of like going for someone a little bit over their league, you know, because they like the challenge of, can I get this girl to like me back? Can I get this girl to give me a chance? Can I get this girl to fall in love with me? And it sounds twisted. And I'm not defending men in anyway, throughout this whole episode, by the way, I'm not defending man at all. I'm raising how they are. I'm raising their perspective. And obviously, every guy is different. I'm sure there are many guys out there who don't like the chase, who don't like the game, and just want a girl to be straight up. And that's that. And that's why I think you should be who you are, even when you're in these situationships. Even if you lose a guy because you chased him a little bit too much, it's like, I feel like it's okay if you lose them because just that's just not the person that you're meant to be with. And you're going to find the person that doesn't want the games, that doesn't want the challenge, that wants you to be straight up and that wants you to be yourself. So if you fake who you are for someone else, you're not going to meet the person you should actually be with. You're just going to postpone your fairy tale. So I think playing the game is fun. I think playing with them is fun. Like if you can tell they're playing a game with you, if you can tell they're playing the chase, play it back with them. Play hard to get. Make them feel like they have to keep chasing you. Make them feel like they have to, because when you start pulling back from a guy, right? Let's say every time he answers, you're answering back. It's normal. It's great. It's fun. Now let's say like, and you're posting on your story for him, you're posting on Instagram for him, whatever it is, you're posting this stuff to get his attention. And then all of a sudden you kind of go like a little ghost. You stop posting a bunch of stuff. You take longer to answer his messages. You don't message him first. You're not talking in the group chats that he's in if you're in that situation. And you just start to go ghost. All of a sudden his brain's like, who's she with? She's talking to someone else. She's with someone else. If she's not telling me about her day, she's telling someone else about her day. And all of a sudden they're going to start to overthink it. And it might take a few days. It might take even like a week or two for them to realize like, where'd this girl go? But they come back. The second you pull back, they start to chase you. So never chase, you only attract. And I think that we start to chase when we start to like them and we start to make excuses in our brain as to why we should chase them. Well, he likes me because he did this. He likes me because he told me this. So now I have to start chasing him because he already chased me. Now he wants me to chase him. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I would say 90% of guys don't want you to chase them. I promise you, guys like a girl. There's a book called like Men Love Bitches or something like that. Guys love a girl that knows her own worth and that is independent and does things on her own and is too busy to text them back. Guys love that. Guys love when a girl is like doing her own thing. She's in school. She's getting her good grades. She's working for herself. She's going to the gym. She's doing things for herself. That is so attractive to a guy. When a girl drops everything for a guy or is only thinking about a guy or only talking about a guy, even if they are that guy, unless you're like in love and in a relationship, you're not gonna like that. You're just gonna be like, all right, enough, like focus on you. Men love women who love themselves. Men love women who love themselves. And they think, this is why men say confidence is the sexiest thing ever. And we're not here to validate men. We're not here. I'm not here telling you how to win the guy over. But I'm just kind of trying to tell you, when you don't know your worth, when you aren't confident, when you don't love who you are and know what you're worth and know your value, men, number one, don't like that, or they will take advantage of that and they will notice that and they will say, I can give this girl the bare minimum and she'll still be happy. So I don't really have to do much to work for her because the smallest things will make her happy. And that is very sad because a lot of women accept the bare minimum and they think the bare minimum is extravagant because they've never given more. They've never been given more than that. So when a girl is given the bare minimum, she's like, oh my God, he likes me so much. No, he's doing exactly what he should be doing. And what he's doing is probably things he's done with hundreds of other girls. He should be doing something different and special for you. I think once you know your worth, once you know your value, you're going to know what you deserve. You're not going to accept less. The bare minimum will slide by for you and you won't feel dependent on them. If they start giving you the bare minimum and they start making you feel happy, you're going to start depending on them so much for happiness because you're going to say, no one else ever gave me this happiness. I never even gave myself this own happiness. I never even gave this to myself. So now that they're giving this for me, I'm going to depend this feeling on them. And that's where we start to kind of lose who we are in this person. And this is why it's so hard for you to get over them because you resonated so much of what they gave you with yourself, the compliments they gave you. You didn't feel pretty until they told you you were. You didn't like this about yourself until they told you they liked it about you. All these little things, you should, you know, love yourself first and you should know yourself first and give yourself that happiness first. And I know I say that a lot. I say a lot, like, make sure you love yourself before you're in a relationship, but it's so true because if you don't love yourself before the relationship, you're not going to know who's right for you. You're not going to know when you're being treated right and when you're being treated wrong. And this is when you're taken advantage of. And this is when you depend everything on this person. If you're in a fight with this person, all of a sudden you're sad for the rest of the day. All of a sudden you're upset because of this person. And it's just, you don't deserve to feel that way. You deserve to know how to make yourself feel better. You deserve to know how to make yourself happy and to take yourself out of a dark hole. No one has to do that for you. Like you don't need anyone to be there for you to do that. This is something you should fully be able to do on your own. The next thing I want to say is there's a reason that you're not dating this person. If a guy wanted you to be his girlfriend, you would be his girlfriend. The second that they knew you liked them back, they would make you their girlfriend because there's nothing that will aggravate a guy more than seeing the girl he likes with someone else or like hooking up with someone else or talking to someone else. And if you're like in a situationship with someone, but you're talking to someone else and the guy finds out and he doesn't care, I'm sorry, but he does not like you. If you're in a situationship with someone, let's say you're fooling around with someone, it's purely just a physical thing. You talk here and there, but mostly you just fool around and you're not exclusive. And he sees another guy's name on your phone, another guy that you're talking to. Yeah, obviously he could be lying about not caring. That's always a possibility. But if he truly doesn't care, he does not like you, because this is why guys make girls their girlfriends, because they want them to themselves. And that's obviously fine. Every guy, you know, if a guy likes a girl, he should want them to himself. But like, there's a reason that this person's not labeling you. There's a reason that you're not dating this person. Whether it's because this person wants the room to fool around and not be exclusive, or it's because this person thinks you don't feel the same way back about them. Maybe it's more complicated than that. I don't know. But at the end of the day, if this person wanted to date you, you would be dating them. So you have to kind of just remind yourself that there's a reason you're not dating this person. There's a reason this person hasn't labeled you yet. And it's enough of like making the excuses of this and that and whatever. It's like, obviously, I'm sure there are some valid reasons as to why someone's not ready to be in a relationship. Maybe they just got out of a really long-term relationship and they want to take things slower. They want to make sure their feelings are real so they don't hurt you and they don't hurt themselves. There's so many reasons like that. But at the end of the day, if you and this person have been talking for months and no labels are coming out of it, there's a reason behind that. There's a reason why there's no labels coming out of it. So I think you just have to remind yourself, this person didn't even like me enough to label me to make sure I wasn't with anyone else. So why am I gonna sit over here and trip over someone that couldn't even, you know, get the balls to make it official with me?
Okay, you guys, really quick, I just want to talk about how this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys have heard me talk about BetterHelp before. I speak so much about how important it is to go to a different type of outlet whenever you need advice on relationships, school, work, stress, burnout, whatever it is that you might need help with. I grabbed a lot of my advice today from BetterHelp that I was able to share with you guys. And as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists that are available 100% online, plus it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with the therapist, and if things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to new therapists at any time. It could not be a simpler process. There's no waiting rooms, no traffic, and no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/fromeve. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/fromeve. Let's continue with the episode.
I want to go into why it's harder to get over someone that was short-term versus someone that was long-term, and like why sometimes it's easier to get over a relationship that was a long-term to get over a relationship that was a long-term versus a short-term. Number one, if you were in a 4, 5, 6, whatever year relationship, and you were the one that ended it, and you're a girl, and you're listening to this, and you were a girl that ended the relationship, that ended a long-term relationship, you knew this relationship was ending months before you ended it. Obviously, if it didn't end on something bad, if it didn't end on like cheating and sporadic in the moment, but if it just ended because you fell out of love or because you realized actions weren't being changed and nothing was evolving and everything was mundane and boring and comfortable and whatever it was, whatever the reason is that you broke up, if you were the girl listening to this and you ended your long-term relationship, you knew this relationship was over for months. So when the relationship actually ended, you had already moved on. You had already mourned the breakup. And I've seen this in so many places. I've seen people experience this. I've experienced this myself. You know a relationship is over before you end it. And I think for girls and for women in general, and I saw TikTok about this and it's so true. It's like before a girl breaks up with a guy, she thinks of everything she's losing first. She evaluates this for months. For months, she's going over his house thinking, this might be my last time here. She's hanging out with his friends saying, this might be the last time I'm at a hangout like this. She is already putting this whole situation together in her brain before it actually happens. So when it actually happens, she's going to move on a little bit quicker. She might have like a week or two of being sad and being in bed and not wanting to get out of bed. But then right after that, she's going to bounce back and she's ready to move on because she dealt with this. It might look like she only dealt with it for 2 weeks after the breakup ended. No. She's been dealing with this for 4 or 5 months. And I've seen this in so many areas where when it's a girl ending the relationship, she's known the relationship was ending, so she moves on a little bit faster. But when it's a guy that ends the relationship, it's more so, this is obviously, everything I'm saying is like majority of what I've seen happen, but it's like everything is different. Majority of the time, if a guy breaks up with a girl, the girl's going to be in bed, depressed, not getting over it for a month, 2 months, 3 months, while the guy for the first 3 months is partying. I feel relieved. I feel free. I could be with any girl I want. I could go out with the boys. I could do this and that. And then after a few months, the guy's going to be like, wait. And the girl's going to be like, I'm out. I'm moving on. And after a few months, now all of a sudden the girl is moving on and the girl is having fun and the girl is feeling okay. And now the guy is like, I can't believe what I lost. This is what I've seen happen majority of the time, right? So I think that's the difference of a guy ending a relationship versus a girl ending a relationship, is the girl knew it was over before it actually ended. So when it ends, she has like maybe a week or two of being sad, and then she moved on because she already dealt with it. When a guy ends the relationship, the girl is more taken back. The girl has to sit back and deal with it. And while she's dealing with it and dealing with the emotions, the guy is out having fun, having a good time. And then after a few months, when the girl's moving on, the guy is mourning the breakup. So that's kind of how I think it goes with long-term relationships, just from what I've seen and just, you know, what I've heard and everything. The reason that it's so hard to get over something short-term, that a fling with someone you had for a few months or a situationship that you've had with someone for a few months, is because you don't know what could have been. And you're thinking to yourself, I never got to see the way he interacted with his parents. He never got to, you know, hear me talk about the books that I read. He never got to see me do this or see me do that. He never got to learn this side of me. And it's like, you just think to yourself, like, would they have stayed if they really knew me? Could I have made them fall in love with me if they really knew me? This person didn't really know me. Like, if you were in a 3-4 month thing, you're like, this person didn't really know me. Like, maybe they saw the physical side and the side of me that goes on dates and whatever, the side of me that goes out in parties, but they didn't see the side of me that's, you know, in a cafe at 11 a.m. reading a book by myself. Like, they didn't get to see those sides of me. And so you think to yourself, what could have been if they knew every part of me? Could they have fallen in love and this could have worked out? If I knew every part of them, could I have fallen in love and this could have worked out? It's like you start to think of all these different things. Whereas in a long-term relationship, you got to experience this. You had years with this person. You learned so much about this person. You fell in love with this person. This person fell in love with you. So when you left the relationship, you knew what you were getting rid of. You knew what you were losing in your life, and vice versa. This person knew what they were losing in their life when the relationship ended. Whereas when you're with someone for only a few months, you don't really know much about this person. You don't really get on that level with each other because you're not boyfriend and girlfriend. So there's no reason to have 2 a.m. deep talks. So you don't really learn as much about this person as you want to. So when it ends, you're like, wait, but what if this could have continued if they really knew me? And this is where the mindset of the one that got away comes in, because it's like, you feel like you could really, really have been with this person, but you kind of stopped yourself for, you know, whatever reason. And it's like, I think a lot of the time when things like this end so sporadically, especially after a few months, you just can't help but think, did I say the wrong things? Did I do the wrong things? Should I have not done this? Should I have showed this side of my personality instead of this side of my personality? And it honestly proves to you how calculated everything was while you were in this situationship. It's like, you had to calculate every text you sent to them. You had to overthink what you were wearing every time you saw them. Whereas when you're with the right person, the conversation will go freely. You won't have to think too much about what to respond back. Maybe in the beginning a little bit, you're like, ah, what should I say? But then after like a week or two, or after a month, or after going on a date with them, you're like, okay, now I can easily talk to them. I don't have to ask my friends what to say back to them. I don't have to think too much about what I'm wearing because I know they don't care. And you just start to feel a level of like, I can fully be myself and know this person will love it even more. So I think that's kind of what it comes to, is you're with someone for such a short amount of time. You're not really learning too much about each other. So when it ends, you're like, that's it. Like, that's all we got. That's all the time we got together. Like, I didn't even get to learn as much about them as I wanted to. And your mind starts to go into a place of, what could have made them stay? What could I have done to make them stay? What could they have done to make me stay, etc. And this is why it's so hard to get over something short-term versus long-term, because in long-term, you knew everything and you decided to walk away. But in short-term, you only knew like 25% and you were forced to walk away. So it's like, now you're starting to think and think and think, and you're just overthinking so much. What could have made this person and I be together? So unfair, because you're never going to have the answer. You're never going to have the answer, and that's why you don't get over it. In a long-term relationship, you have all the answers. You can move on freely. You can move on freely because you have all the answers of what was. But in a situationship, you don't have the answers, and now you're thinking what could have been, and this is why you can't move on, because you just want to keep going back to this person saying, if I did this, if we did this, if we did that. No, there's a reason they didn't get to see that side of you. They were not deserving of it. There's a reason you were not confident or comfortable enough to show that side of you to them. And I think that's the thing too, is we're like, well, what if I showed this part of my personality to them? Did they make you feel like you could? Did they make you feel like you could show that side of you? Did they make you feel confident and comfortable enough? No, you didn't show that side of you because you thought that would push them away. You thought, if I show this side of me and this personality of me and I show these traits of me, they're going to walk away from me. It's going to be too much from them. There's a reason they didn't see that side of you, whether they weren't deserving of it, whether they didn't make you feel comfortable or confident enough to do it. There's a reason behind that. And that is what you have to take with you when you move on. That is your answer. And going back to everything being calculated and kind of just like, because I've seen a lot, like I think in the beginning, every girl is like sending screenshots to her girl's group chat. What do I say? Look what he said, whatever. You should never have to adjust your personality to fit someone else's preference. You should never have to completely like calculate what you have to say back to them or what you want to pretend that you're doing during the day just to kind of spark a conversation with them or spark their interest. Like, you should never have to calculate that. And if you try to change yourself for this person that you like, you're not going to be yourself for the right person. And you could miss the right person just because you're faking who you are for this person that you currently like. And that is something that you could lose. If you like this guy, you like the connection you have with this guy, and you have a crush with this guy, and you kind of try to change your interests into things he would like, and you change your personality a little bit into someone he would like and all that stuff, if you start to do all of that for this one guy, then the guy you're actually supposed to be with is not going to even like you because he's not even seeing the real you. And so when you try to change yourself to fit someone else's preference and you try to be someone that you're not because you're like, well, he always dated girls that were like this and he likes girls that are like this, so I'm going to start to be like that. It's like, no, that's not who you are. Don't be less nurturing or less caring or less loving just because that's what this guy likes. And you think to yourself like, okay, well, I'm going to start off that way and then I'm going to be more myself and he's going to fall in love with me so much that he's going to change his ways and he's going to start to like that. No. Absolutely not, because I know that's the mindset that a lot of people go through is, okay, I'm going to pretend I'm this way to first grab his attention, and then I'm going to shift into how I actually am, and he's already going to be so attached to me that he's going to stay with me. No, that's not going to happen. You need to take that out of your brain right now, because I know that's going through a lot of your heads. I promise you, you cannot change who you are for someone, or it will be the most temporary thing ever. Another way to get over them is I want you to make a list of every quality that you want in a partner, right? Everything that you want in a partner that's important to you, whether it's 5 things, whether it's 10 things, whether it's 20 things. Make a list right now on your notes app. Pause this episode and make a list on your notes app of every quality that you would want in a partner. Loyalty, respect, a good relationship with my parents, a good relationship with my friends, someone who makes me laugh, someone who's hardworking and goal-driven, someone who works out, someone who does this, does that, whatever it is, someone who opens car doors for me. Every quality that you would want in a partner that really stands out to you, make a list of it. Now ask yourself, did they fulfill this list? Make a check mark next to every single thing that they actually fulfilled. And then whatever they didn't fulfill, just leave empty. How many of those things have check marks on them? And it's kind of will help you realize, like, was I taking the 80% bad just because of the 20% good? Was I taking less than I want just because I want them and I wanted them to stay? Make a list of everything you need in a partner. Don't make like a list of icks where it's like, if he wears the Louboutins with the spikes on them, I don't want him, or like whatever it is. No. Like, make a list of every quality that you need in a partner. Things where if they didn't do this, you would walk away from them and be like, I can't be with someone who isn't this or isn't that. Not little things, but big things and big qualities. And now put a check mark next to everything that they were, everything that they did fulfill for you. And it'll help you realize like how much you were accepting just because you liked them, not because they were actually giving you what you wanted. I think that's so important because it'll help you to realize I was accepting less than I deserved just because of how I felt about them. It's like you'll realize how much you were letting slide just because you liked the feeling that they gave you, or you liked the feeling of seeing them in person or seeing their name on your phone. You let so much shit slide just because you had a crush on them or just because you liked them or could have fallen for them. So you have to realize these are all the qualities I want in a guy. So why am I going to sit here and settle and trip over someone that could not even give me half of this list? The right guy will fulfill every single thing on that list, and I promise you that. I promise every single thing on that list that you have written down, there is a guy that will match that, whether you see it or not, there is. And the next thing I want you to do is you have this list of things that you want in a guy, right? Now make a list of things that the feelings you want from a partner. So you want to feel confidence, you want to feel love, you want to feel safety, loyalty, whatever it is. Make a list of the feelings you want from your partner. And now I want you to give yourself those things and make a list of how you can give yourself those things. How can I make myself feel confident? How can I make myself feel safe? How can I make myself feel loved? Give yourself these things, because once you give yourself these feelings that a guy could give you, the next guy that comes into your life is competing with you. He's not competing with an ex. He's not competing with the past situationship. He's competing with you. Can I make this girl happier than she makes herself? That is what this guy will be competing for, because that is what men love. Men love independent women who can already make themselves happy, who make their own money, who do things for themselves, because that gives them the competition of competing with you. And it puts in your mind, yeah, this guy can make me happy, but guess what? I can make myself happy too. So can he make me happier than I make myself? And all of a sudden, you're playing the best game, because you will always win. If this guy can't make you as happy as you make yourself and he steps out of your life, that's still a win for you, because you're still happy because you gave yourself that power. And that's the kind of mindset that you have to go in. And that's the mindset that you have to be in, is can this guy love me as much as I love myself? And I saw a TikTok about this thing called fan behavior. And it's basically where whatever guy you're talking to right now, you have to act like they're your biggest fan. And you have to act like every time they text you, it's because they're obsessed with you. Every time they ask you to hang out, it's because they miss you so much and they're so in love with you that they can't deal without seeing you. Or like every time that this guy cancels plans on you, it's because, oh my God, he's so in love with me that he just can't even see me because his feelings will grow stronger. And you have to create this fan behavior mindset. And it's funny. It's like, oh my God, this is hilarious, because it's delusional, but it helps you. And it kind of like tricks your brain into thinking like, I love myself so much that I'm thinking this guy is completely obsessed with me. And it gets your brain in it. It switches you, and it helps your confidence a lot. And it helps you a lot with only accepting the things that you deserve. And I just think it's the funniest thing ever. But I had seen it on TikTok. All the girls were commenting how helpful it was. And I was like, this is actually genius. Like, I thought it was the funniest thing ever. And it's helping a lot of girls. The fan behavior. It's like a fan behavior theory of the guy that you're talking to. Just act like they are your biggest fan. Act like they are absolutely obsessed with you, and you will attract them. It'll help you to realize how much you actually like this person. It's also so important to journal the good and the bad. Like, it's important to see the good that they brought you as well, because you'll know what you want carried into your next relationship. But it's also important to see, like, okay, he did these things good, but the bad outweighs it by this much. But it is important to also recognize, like, okay, this person that I was with or was in a situationship with or whatever it was did give me these things, which are good, but it was outweighed by the bad. And so I do think that's really, really important, because I just feel like if you just focus on the bad, you're going to sit there and be like, I can't, you're going to feel so bad about yourself. And you're just going to be like, I can't believe I stayed with someone for so long that didn't even give me this or that. But you also have to remember, they did give me these good things. This is why I stuck around for the amount of time that I stuck around. So journal the good, journal the bad, because the good things that they gave you, you might want to carry into your next relationship. Maybe they gave you an extreme load of attention or an extreme load of compliments or whatever it was. You're going to want to carry that into the next person that you're with. Make sure that you are allowing space for someone new to come along. Just because this situationship did not work out, do not close yourself off to love, because this next person that you meet is not the old person. They don't deserve to fix a heart they didn't break. And obviously that's not really something that you can help. That's not something that, like, you don't get to choose when the person comes into your life. You could end a 5-year relationship and meet the love of your life tomorrow. You have no idea what, like, God's plan is for you. And you have no idea when this person could come along. They could come along when you least expect it. They could be someone that was already in your life that all of a sudden your brain and your heart, like, snapped and switched feelings into. You have no idea, but you have to remind yourself that you're capable of love. You're capable of happiness. You're deserving of it. And once you remind yourself that you deserve these things, and you remind yourself, I can give these things to myself, I deserve someone else in my life to give me these things as well, you will feel so much better about whoever it is that comes next into your life. You will feel deserving of them, and you will feel, I deserve for this person to be here. I don't feel guilt. I don't feel like self-sabotaging this, because I deserve this love and I deserve this happiness and I deserve more. So make sure you're not closing yourself off. Make sure you're allowing space for someone new to come along your life. Once you do allow those things, I promise you, the right person will be attracted to you. You will not have to chase them. They will come and find you. And then the last tip that I have for moving on, stop contacting them. No contact rule. Stop communicating with them. Stop trying to mastermind your way to see them, all that stuff. Cut that off completely. You cannot do that to yourself. And stop trying to seek for their attention on social media. Like, posting stories or posting posts on Instagram just to see if they'll like it, just to see if they'll view it, just to see if they'll like your Instagram story or slide up on it and it'll start a conversation. Like, they don't care. And if they cared about you, they would be thinking about you before you posted something. And they wouldn't have to see you on Instagram or see you on TikTok or Snapchat or whatever to think of you. And I think that's something that a lot of people do, is they'll post for attention because they know it'll spark a conversation, or they'll get to see if they liked it or if they didn't like it, to be petty, or if they viewed their story or whatever. It's like, if a guy really cared about you, he doesn't need to see you on Instagram to think about you. He'll be thinking about you already. So when you're posting for attention, you might be giving him an easy way to slide into your DMs, or you might be giving him an easy way to think about you or to talk about you. But I promise you, if a guy really likes you and if a guy really cares about you, he'll be thinking about you prior to that. So he'll have the opportunity to text you or call you or reach out to you before you even post. Because if a guy's thinking about you, he wants you to know he's thinking about you. He's going to ask to see you. He's going to talk to you. If they wanted to, they would. If they wanted to text you, they would text you. They don't need to see you on social media to be reminded of you. They know you exist. They know where to find you. They know, have your number. They have you on social media. They know exactly where to reach out to you if they want to reach out to you. So if they're not reaching out to you, it's because they don't want to. I know a lot of this episode was hard, you know, tough love, hard truths. I got kind of like really passionate about it, and I hope none of you hate me for being a little bit brutal, because I get it. I feel like a lot of the time we don't want to hear things that are true because we kind of just want to keep going with the delusion in our brain. And we've all been in this situation before where we're kind of just like, I'm going to believe the thing that's probably not true because it'll stop me from getting hurt. But you shouldn't want to like ignore that pain. You shouldn't want to diminish it. You should want to really accept it and heal from it. Because if you don't take the time to heal when it's hurting, it will just continue to hurt because you never took the time to heal it. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope it helped you guys. Now that I'm done with finals, we're back on the Friday grind. I know last week I posted my episode on like Monday because I was so busy with finals. My hardest final was on Friday. And so I could not post it because I was just so overwhelmed and stressed from my final. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's For You Friday episode. I hope you guys have an amazing and safe weekend. If you celebrate Christmas, I hope you have an amazing Christmas. I'm recording this on Thursday, and I'm having like my first family Christmas night tonight, which is Thursday. Friday, I'm going to be in the city with friends, and then Saturday and Sunday, I'm spending with my family. So I'm very, very excited for that, and just for the weekend in general, and just to be done with school, to start creating content again. Make sure you guys follow me on TikTok at For You From Eve and on Instagram at For You From Eve. I will be posting a lot more content. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.